The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Something just happened that angered a lot of conservatives. Laura Ingraham and Tommy Lauren kind of trashed young men this week. I'm going to show that clip, and I'm going to also show the reaction from conservatives because it has a lot of people divided on this. As always, guys, please like this video and subscribe to my channel so other great patriots like yourself will see it. Here we go.
And you know, Speaker Johnson has been talking about those maybe deadbeat folks that are on Medicaid, and maybe some of those folks are the stay-at-home sons. We don't know. But I'll tell you this, leave it to Gen Z to rebrand laziness and social awkwardness as something cutesy, like a stay-at-home son. They did much the same thing with quiet quitting, where you can go to work and do less. And if you call it quiet quitting, it's somehow better. But Laura, I got to tell you, this is also a big problem when it comes to, I think, declining birth rates, people not getting married and having children. You know, that's a big problem. They blame it on women. Well, look at what young women have to choose from. The pickings are slim. Yes, we might have a feminism problem in America, but it's the feminization of men. There are a lot of young women out there that want to get married. They want to have kids. They want to have stable families. But there are a lot of young men out there who want to live in mama's basement and order DoorDash.
So there's so much to break down in that video. But before I give my take, I want to show you how most conservatives reacted to this. So here's a clip of Matt Walsh from his show coming out against Tommy Lauren.
Now let's leave aside how insulting and dismissive this statement is. The much greater problem is that it's just simply inaccurate. In fact, polls have consistently shown for years now that young men are significantly more likely to desire family life than young women. There are more young men who want to start families than there are young women who want to start families. And these are not like the findings of Andrew Tate or the red pill YouTuber, you know, but of research firms like the Pew Research Center.
Okay, so I think Matt Walsh actually reacts appropriately to that. The only people, in my opinion, that are offended by Tommy Lauren, really like truly hurt inside, are the people that she's talking about. There are certainly a few basement dwellers out there, but I don't think it's unique to Gen Z like she's saying. I think it's kind of ironic she's saying that, because as far as I'm aware, Tommy Lauren is part of the millennials, which I think are just as much of basement dwellers as Gen Z has ever been. But again, why would I be offended if she says something completely false? Why would I care? It has nothing to do with me then. And I think the people who are offended by this, like, again, you can disagree. That's fine. Matt Walsh clearly disagrees. I think his take is good, and I'll get to that in a second. But if you're actually hurt and offended, like I've seen a lot of people online, I think what that means is you know deep down that she's talking about you. Like, why else would you get offended? You would just see that and be like, oh yeah, she's wrong. But if you know that you're the basement dweller, it's probably going to hurt a little bit. And I think that's what you're seeing from a few people online. The correct response to this is not to be offended, but it's to do what Matt Walsh did, which is simply use the facts instead of getting butthurt like most of the red pilled people have on the internet. Now, where the red pillars I think are correct is that Tommy Lauren has no right to talk about this really at all, because Tommy Lauren herself doesn't have kids. I think she got married in like 2022. So she's, you know, newlywed. Congrats to her. That's fantastic. She doesn't have kids though. So again, if you're a woman and you're talking about men's problems and how men really ought to have kids and you don't have kids, then probably just shut up. Probably just don't talk about it. It's a stupid thing to say. And everyone knows that. With all that said, this is where I think the tough truths come for conservatives. I fundamentally disagree with the red pillars, just in general. And I think the offense and anger that they are taking from comments like this are unwarranted. The hallmark of a man, in my opinion, is getting the job done. It's conquering. All the men that we love, that we look up to, they conquer. They get the job done. They go do it. They don't make excuses. You don't read about Alexander the Great or Napoleon Bonaparte and hear how they just made excuses about how the political situation in their life made it impossible for them to conquer. They just did it. They just did the thing. There's no excuses. That's what a man is, taking 100% responsibility and getting done what you want done. So for me, when Matt Walsh says that most men want to have families, make it happen. I agree. I think Pew Research is right. I think if you go and talk, obviously men in general are more conservative, but if you talk to conservative men today, they want to have wives, they want to have children. That's a really, really good thing. But again, it's not going to happen by accident. You got to make it happen. I'm 24. I've got a wife and I've got a daughter now. It didn't just happen by accident, guys. These aren't things that just I didn't just happen upon a wife that is godly and wanted to have children with me. I was incredibly picky. I went on like 3 dates a week. I met hundreds of people, and I was incredibly blunt with the girls that I dated. And because of that, I found my wife very quickly, I think. I mean, again, I'm 24. Not many people get married when they're 22 like I did. My wife was 21. And again, we had our daughter when I was still 23. So, and we're blessed, by the way, this is another point. We're blessed by beyond reason that God allowed us to have a daughter so easily. Not everyone gets that opportunity, but at the very least, when we were talking, when we were courting, when we were dating, we agreed that that was going to be a priority. And we didn't have control over whether that was going to be easy or not, but we talked about it. And what I see here from Tommy Lauren is she hasn't even had kids yet, so I don't even know what she's talking about. And what I see from the Red Pillars is they spend all their energy that they could put into actually finding a proper wife and then having kids with her, and they put all that energy into whining about how they're oppressed, which is so weak. So I mean, really, that's people talk about the woke right. The woke right certainly applies to the anti-Semites. That's, I think, what most people are talking about. I see woke right all over this. I think the Red Pillars are woke to a T. They look at their lives and they think, I am oppressed. And why am I oppressed? Because I'm a man. That's the whole basis. How is that any different from feminism? How is that any different from BLM? It's the same. It's the same argument. It's because I was born this way, I am oppressed. That's not how men work. That's not how, I'm talking about real men. I think real men don't look at themselves as victims. I think Red Pillars do. I also think, again, I think Red Pillars are wrong. I think Tommy Lauren is wrong. I think it's that simple. If they just stopped whining about it, they could probably find a great wife. But it does take work, and only strong men can actually handle hard work. So in conclusion, Tommy Lauren should shut up. Men need to get to work. High quality talent that fits in your budget, super hard to come by right now in today's business environment. And that's why I've decided to partner with Leverage Assistant. Leverage Assistant connects businesses, American businesses like yours, with highly vetted accountants, data analysts, marketing specialists, sales assistants, you name it, working in the exact time zones that you're working in, all for only $3,000 a month. The average company right now with Leverage Assistant is saving over $20,000 a year in labor costs. They're not a recruiter. They're not a marketplace. Leverage Assistant is a high-touch resourcing solution where every assistant is vetted through 12 hours or more of interviews, skill tests, reference checks, and behavioral assessments to ensure that they're the right cultural fit for your company. Right now, they're giving an incredibly generous offer for just my listeners. This is something that I discussed with them, felt that it was important for you guys because I know there's a lot of business owners out there. They're giving a whole month free to you so that you can explore for yourself the quality of their talent with absolutely no risk to you to see what they're all about, all the different roles that they can provide for your growing business, and to get that month free, head to the link in the description below. MSNBC is tanking and Democrats are freaking out about it because at the end of the day, guys, MSNBC, Democrats, they are the same thing. The MSNBC is an apparatus. It is a satellite of the Democrat Party. It propagandizes for them. So obviously Democrats are going to freak out about this. Jen Psaki, actually, you'll remember Jen Psaki. She was the first White House press secretary for Joe Biden before Karine Jean-Pierre. She actually replaced Rachel Maddow recently in the primetime spot because listening to Rachel Maddow is like listening to your hopes and dreams disappearing. So obviously they had to replace her. After they made that change, this is what happened. This is according to the Free Beacon. They say, in the crucial 25 to 54 age demographic, MSNBC has seen its ratings plunge 41% during primetime and 34% across the total broadcast day compared with a year ago. Horrible. This is according to the rating figures leaked to the Daily Mail. Psaki's show, The Briefing, has since averaged 973,000 total viewers, down 46 from Maddow's numbers earlier this year. Before I continue on the other shocking numbers related to MSNBC and their collapse, you got to consider for a second the business decision of the MSNBC people who are moving talent around. They took the press secretary from a historically, truly historically hated administration, Joe Biden's, and then moved it. One, by the way, that is covered in scandals to this day. Like, I know a lot of people act like we've forgotten about Joe Biden. We have not. And there's a lot of talk about the scandals and how Jen Psaki was a part of covering up, you know, his mental and physical decline. They've decided to switch out Rachel Maddow for that girl. They thought, yeah, let's pay this lady more money and have her take up the primetime spot. I don't understand who's making those decisions, but whatever. I'm happy about it because, again, MSNBC is trash. The Free Beacon continues with this. On May 7th, a day after Psaki took over Maddow's time slot on Tuesdays through Fridays, the network's demo viewership tanked from 139,000 to 65,000, a 53% drop, according to Fox News. Her May 22nd broadcast drew 973,000 total viewers, including just 55,000 in the 25 to 54 age group, which again is really the age group. The reason why that is important is that's the age group that Democrats care about. If MSNBC is a propagandist network, which it is, they have to target the voters. Those are the voters. And what you're seeing is 55,000. Only 55,000 watched that show compared to 973,000 total viewers. Again, this is according to the Daily Mail. By contrast, Fox News' Sean Hannity, airing in that same time slot, 9 p.m. Eastern, pulled in 2.3 million viewers overall and 210,000 in that 25 to 54 age group. Liberal media, oh, and by the way, apart from the actual show of Jen Psaki, also ads go during that time. And the Democrat Party is obviously rolling ads. And the Republican Party, to be fair, is also rolling their ads during Fox. But if you're looking again at the numbers, the Democrat Party is only able to reach 55,000 people of that kind of target voting range that you're trying to persuade versus the Republicans who get a target 210,000 on Fox. So that's important. Liberal media is just shot at this point. And I'm going to tell you why. As someone who has a degree in journalism, which again, probably not worth much for whatever it's worth, but I'm just saying it's something I've observed in my time in journalism. The difference between liberal and conservative media is that conservative media is transparent. Fox admits that they're conservatives. The Daily Wire admits that they're conservative. I admit I'm conservative. It's not a secret, guys. Like, I've never claimed to be God. I don't think other conservatives had. I'm not the arbiter of truth. I don't get to decide what it is. I'm just a guy who's trying to be honest with you, and I'm telling you about the news and how I feel about it. That's the honest truth. And don't take it more than that. I think I'm right, but if you disagree, I'm happy to have that conversation. I'm not saying I'm God. I never will. However, liberals don't do that. They say, we are the truth. Remember back to Fauci. I am the science. That is their attitude. It's not that they're just saying their opinion. You can take it with a grain of salt and enjoy the entertainment. It's we are the truth. We are trusted. We have no bias. Those are things they actually say. That is actually what they say. And it's so painfully obvious to all of us that that's a lie. We all know that's not true. So it's kind of ridiculous that they're even saying it. It reminds me of a story, by the way. This is an important allegory, I think. The story of the scorpion and the frog. If you haven't heard it, I'll relate it to you. The scorpion is trying to cross a river, essentially, and it sees a frog, and it goes over to it and says, hey, like, let me cross. I'll ride on your back. Let me cross. And the frog is kind of hesitant. He's like, I don't really want you to do that. You're a scorpion. You'll sting me. And he says, no, I'm not going to sting you. I just need a ride across. Would you do that for me? In the end, the frog agrees and carries the scorpion across. At the very end, right when the scorpion approaches the bank and he's, you know, good to go, the scorpion stings the frog, and the frog is lying there dying because it's got poison in it. And the frog looks over to the scorpion and says, dude, you said that you weren't going to do that. And the scorpion says, yeah, you knew I was a scorpion. It's in my nature to sting you. So at the end of the day, guys, we're the frogs. Ladies and gentlemen, we're the frogs. And the media is the scorpions. And the media says that they're not going to sting you. But we know that they will because it is in their nature. We know they will lie. We know that they will put a liberal spin on the news. Which is fine. It's fine. But they will lie to you and they will say that they're not going to do it. And as long as the scorpions lie, their views will continue to plummet. Replace your sugary pre-workout drink, guys, with Energy Rocks. It's modeled after Pop Rocks. Energy Rocks is only 20 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and you get all of the energy that you would get from one cup of coffee. Way more enjoyable for your pre-workout or if you just need a caffeine energy boost throughout your day than having to lug around a big drink. Go check it out right now. They're giving my audience a very generous 20% off everything in their store. Just use the code JoshCarr20 off at checkout. The link and that code are in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this video, everybody. Please like the video and subscribe so YouTube will know to send it to other great patriots like yourself. And tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern to watch the show live, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.